Do not worry. The notification sound wouldn't stop. Chris stared at the phone while sitting on the edge of the bed, uniform half-ironed, school bag still open on the floor. Deadlines, reminders, news alerts, a post about college entrance exams, another about rising food prices, another about someone their age already winning at life. The electric fan rattled weakly in the corner. Outside, a neighbor argued over unpaid rent. Somewhere down the street, a dog barked endlessly, as if anxious, too. Chris's chest felt tight. Grade 12 was supposed to be the final stretch, but it felt more like standing on the edge of a cliff. Teachers talked about the future like it was guaranteed. Relatives asked, "What course will you take?" as if money wasn't an issue. Friends joked about stress, but everyone knew it wasn't a joke. That morning, Chris skipped breakfast, not because there was none, but because worry killed the appetite. On the bus ride to school, Chris watched vendors weave through traffic, selling flowers, bottled water, ball pens. Each one had a story, a struggle, a reason to keep going. Yet they still showed up, rain or shine. At school, the guidance counselor announced another seminar, career paths and life planning. Chris felt the pressure rise again. What if I choose wrong? What if I fail my family? What if I work hard and still fall behind? That afternoon, rain flooded the street outside their house. Classes were suspended online. Power flickered. Chris sat near the window, knees pulled close, mind racing faster than the storm. Mother noticed. "You've been quiet," she said, handing Chris a warm mug of instant coffee. "Your mind is louder than the rain." Chris hesitated, then whispered, "I'm scared, Mom, about everything, school, money, the future. I feel like if I stop worrying, everything will fall apart." Her mother sat beside Chris and looked out the window. "Worry feels like control," she said gently, "but it doesn't feed you. It doesn't protect you. It only exhausts you." Later that night, with the rain easing into a soft drizzle, Chris opened a Bible left on the shelf. Dusty, rarely touched. The pages landed on familiar words. "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them." Chris read slowly. "Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life?" The words didn't erase the problems. Tuition still loomed. The future was still unclear. But something shifted. What if peace wasn't found in securing everything, but in trusting beyond what could be secured? The next day, Chris focused on what could be done, finished one assignment, helped Lola cook dinner, messaged a classmate who was struggling too. Small steps, present faithfulness. That night, for the first time in weeks, Chris slept without the phone in hand. The future was still unknown, but it no longer felt unbearable. "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Matthew 6:34. Moral lesson: anxiety reveals where trust has shifted from God to control and security. Jesus invites us to repent of anxious striving and place our confidence in the Father's faithful provision. Peace grows when we seek God's kingdom first and entrust both today and tomorrow into His care.